This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional Democrats continue to propose far-reaching overhauls of America's police procedures and accountability. It is a sweeping legislative response to the mass protests denouncing the deaths of Black Americans in the hands of law enforcement. However, the political outlook is deeply uncertain in this polarized election year. The Justice and Policing Act would overhaul legal protections for police, create a national database of excessive force incidents, and set new standards for police. President Donald Trump is conflating it with outside efforts to abolish the police and says Democrats have gone crazy. At the Capitol, Democrats read the names of George Floyd and others who died in police hands and then knelt for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. That is the time the former police officer Derek Chauvin was seen in a video holding his knee on George Floyd's neck before Floyd dies. Bail for Derek Chauvin has been set at $1 million, he said little during an 11-minute hearing in which he appeared on closed-circuit television from Minnesota's maximum security prison. His attorney did not contest the bail, nor did he address the substance of the changes in court or charges in court. Nelson did not speak with reporters afterward and has not commented publicly on the case since the former officer was arrested last month. More than 406,000 people have died from the deadly COVID-19 virus globally. That figure is roughly 111,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections worldwide is now nearly 7.1 million and more than 1.9 million in the U.S. This is VOA News. A group of economists declared that as of February, the U.S. has entered a recession. It does mean that the number of the end of the decade of steady growth, the economists said employment peaked in February and fell sharply afterward, marking the beginning of a downward turn. A committee within the National Bureau of the Economic Research, a trade group, determines when recessions begin and end. It defines a recession as a decline in economic activity that lasts more than a few months. The committee acknowledged, however, that in this case, the depth of the economic downturn so far also played a role in the decision. Venezuela's government continues to improvise amid U.S. sanctions. It announced that it accepted humanitarian aid for the COVID-19 epidemic from Iran, which has become a crucial ally to the South American nation. Washington has created a broad sanction program against the government of President Nicolas Maduro and efforts to force him from power. That has led Maduro to expand an alliance with Iran, which recently supplied gasoline to Venezuela. Health experts say Venezuela is at high risk in the epidemic due to broad economic collapse that severely weakened public hospitals and undermined public services, including electricity and running water. The South American nation's oil industry, which for years provided fuel nearly for free, is now barely producing any gasoline at all and has struggled to import because sanctions have left most companies unwilling to provide it. A group of economists, again, declares that February in the U.S. economy actually entered a recession. It means an end to more than a decade of steady growth. The economists said the employment peaked in February and fell sharply sometime thereafter. A report accuses South Korean authorities of irresponsibly allowing defectors to hurt the dignity of North Korea's supreme leadership. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam also says that the Chinese-ruled city cannot afford to tolerate any more the chaos that has roiled it over the past 12 months, with anti-government protests plunging the city into turmoil. Lam was speaking at her weekly news briefing, which coincided with the first anniversary of the mass rally against a now-withdrawn bill that would have allowed people to be extradited to mainland China for trial in courts controlled by the Communist Party. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.